PFT Media.
20,000 records, 40,000 square feet, and one dead French restaurant. This and more on The Daily City. Hi, I'm Mark Baratelli, editor of The Daily City, and welcome back. Taste of Chengdu Sichuan Restaurant is currently working on bringing a location to Baldwin Park Village Center, according to the restaurant's manager and a second employee who spoke with the Daily City. If the deal is finalized, they'll be taking over the space formerly occupied by Qi Restaurant at 4852 and 4856 New Broad Street. Taste of Chengdu's original location opened in 2018 at 2030 West Colonial Drive. The Sichuan Restaurant has received very positive reviews from local Orlando food reviewers Scott Joseph and Faez Kara. The shuttered 7-Eleven in the Mills 50 district at 723 North Mills Avenue is currently under contract. The 13,560 square foot property owned by the Southland Corporation includes a sign site which contains a double-sided billboard. The last time the property changed hands was 1983 when William H. Baker sold it after he bought it in 1970. The Southland Corporation is the world's largest operator, franchiser, and licensor of convenience stores with more than 13,700 stores in 20 countries carrying the 7-Eleven banner. Z Properties has purchased the lease for the ground floor of the two-story, 6,000-square-foot commercial building at 341 North Pennsylvania Avenue in Winter Park. The company is remodeling that space for use as an office. They will also do exterior facade improvements to the entire building and add 5 parking spaces in the rear. The first floor was once a convenience store called Frank's Market, which is now closed. The second floor is used for lodge meetings by the building's owners, the Early Rising Masonic Lodge No. 16. To create the 5 parking spaces in the rear, Z Properties had to lease a portion of and agree to take over the maintenance of a retention pond located behind the building owned by the city. The building was built in 1947. Remix Record Shop at 1213 North Mills Avenue in the Mills 50 District just opened up a new business in their former space 2 doors down from their current space called Remix Record Shop's Warehouse at 1217 North Mills Avenue. The space contains 20,000 12-inch dance singles of all genres, LPs, 45s, CDs, cassettes, mixtapes, vintage music magazines, and more. The space features multiple listening stations to hear the condition of the records and tapes before purchasing. Prices start at 25 cents. Appointments are made by first going to the Remix Record Shop 2 doors down from the warehouse. Cupcake seller Bluebird Bake Shop at 3122 Corinne Drive hopes to reopen in early August, according to a recent post on their Facebook page. The store has been closed for months, during which time repairs to their collapsed ceiling and flood damage have taken place. Upon reopening, new sweet and savory baked goods will be added to their classic menu. Plans were submitted for a courtesy review by the Appearance Review Board for a 26-story mixed-use development project currently called Magnolia Mixed Use Tower at 319 North Magnolia Avenue in downtown Orlando. The project has 232 multifamily units on 0.5 acres and around 16,000 square feet of office space, 6,000 square foot of ground floor retail, and 280 space parking garage. The building consists of a large rectangular podium base with the residential units primarily faced with glass located on top of the podium. The first floor of the building will contain retail space along the North Magnolia Avenue side. An amenity area on the top of the building includes several interior spaces that are capped by an angular V-shaped roof. There is an existing one-story office building on the site that was constructed in 1978. Locally owned Winter Park restaurant Mon Petit Cherie Cafe at 331 South Park Avenue has closed. The windows of the space are covered with black plastic. An uncovered outdoor seating area is located behind the space. The retail space to the left of the restaurant is empty, and to the right, a cigar shop remains. Another cigar shop down the street, Bellicoso Cigars and Cafe, is moving to the Mills 50 district soon. The restaurant's owners announced recently on Facebook that, quote, a new adventure is on the way. Owner Catherine Delarue is considering going into catering or giving French cooking lessons, according to Orlando Sentinel. Locally owned Mighty Girls Fitness is coming to the Baldwin Park Village Center mid-August inside a 1,175-square-foot space at 4804 New Broad Street. It will offer high-intensity interval training, boot camp, total body conditioning, bellies, buns, and guns, bar, yoga, and more to women of all ages, tween, teen, ladies, and 55+. The business has a, quote, unique focus on girls ages 8 to 18, a crucial time to build a foundation for a healthy lifestyle. The business was founded by Casey Line, an American Council on Exercise certified personal trainer and an ACE certified group fitness instructor with a youth fitness specialist certificate. We told you June 18th that a 40,000-square-foot former citrus packing plant, an approximate 27-minute drive from downtown Orlando at 1061 Tildenville School Road in Winter Garden, would be going through adaptive reuse starting this year and come out the other end as the Packing Plant, a multi-vendor food, retail, and community space, if approved by Winter Garden City Commission, according to Growth Spotter. Approval came, and according to Winter Garden Experience, the new owner, Gary Hassan, will, quote, move quickly in finalizing his plans and will start making decisions on tenants shortly. Hassan describes the project as a, quote, neighborhood-oriented market that will promote alternative transportation via several golf cart and bike parking spaces, contain no bars or clubs, and be family-oriented, according to West Orange Times. Winter Garden Heritage Foundation, a nonprofit whose mission is to, quote, preserve the heritage and architecture of West Orange County while creating new cultural experiences, announced they plan on closely working with Mr. Hassan to celebrate the history of this building and the new beginnings of it as well. Thank you for listening to The Daily City. Read our blog at thedailycity.com/blog. Attend our indoor farmers market this Sunday, July 28th, 10 to 2 at Saline in downtown Orlando at 22 South Magnolia Avenue. For details, go to downtownindoorfarmersmarket.com and tag us in your pictures with hashtag TheDailyCity.
A PFT Media production.